This is the Special Needs Connection with your hosts, Randy Van Ness and Annette Zarate from the Skills Academy Vocational Center, your community resource to help the families get the skills they need to build a brighter future. Here are your hosts, Randy and Annette.
Good afternoon. This is Randy Van Ness with Skills Academy. Welcome to our first show of Special Needs Connections. We thought it'd be great to start the show with some information on who we are, what Skills Academy Vocation Center is, and how this show will help you find the help and the services you need to help the special needs person in your life. First, a little bit on me. I grew up with a cousin with special needs. He was adopted. He had Down syndrome. And this is back in the 70s where they really didn't expect them to live long lives, and there was very little for him to do. When Special Olympics started, he was one of the first athletes in Special Olympics. But it gave me an understanding of the special needs community and the battles he had. I went into education, mostly in medical, and I always had the goal of adopting some special needs kids, just like my aunt did, just like my cousin Jeff. So when I started to get married and decided to have a family, I decided to go a different way. I started adopting special needs kids, especially older special needs kids who were abused. The reason I did that was these are the kids nobody wants. These are the kids that wind up in foster care and then on the street or in prisons or in mental hospitals. And those were the kids that called to me. They were my mission. That's where God sent me to, is to start adopting them. So even though I was an engineer at JPL NASA at the time, I started adopting my first special needs kid. That was my son, Jason. We got him when he was 7, just before he turned 7. And we were told he was special needs, that he was mentally challenged. It turned out he wasn't mentally challenged. His foster family had never taken him to school. He had no education. He was almost 7 years old and had no education. He had been eaten up by the foster care system. He did have behavioral issues. He had reactive attachment disorder, and he had ADD. But he wasn't special needs, and we were able to get him caught up pretty quickly. Our next challenge was Brian. Brian was our hardest challenge. When we got him at age 5, he was still pretty fetal. He was just learning to walk and talk, and he only weighed 25 pounds. He had been so starved and abused. And it took years for us to get Brian up where he needs. Now Brian's married to Sarah, one of our adoptees, and he's a great kid. He's 32, I think, right now, and he plays Special Olympics. He will always be challenged. He will always live at home, but he does great. Kevin, our third boy, had brain injury and has autism. When he was a month old, his birth mom tried to kill him by crushing in his skull. So he has severe brain trauma. And that causes what is called schizoaffective disorder, which means he doesn't have schizophrenia. He has something that mirrors it. So it's not treated the same way. And it's much harder because he cycles every 3-4 years. Kevin is currently at Skills Academy doing the baking program and getting a certificate in baking. And our last one is Jared. Jared is the most unique one. Jared is my nephew by birth. My niece was run down while pregnant with him and left paralyzed on one side. So we took him at birth. And he looks like me. He's a spinning image of me. But he also has come with his challenges. He's severely ADHD, and he has Asperger's. So all of my kids have their different disabilities, and I've had to learn as a mom how to deal with each disability. And what I found out is the system's really not there in place to deal with these kids after they turn 18. Once they turn 18, they get a choice. If they're severely disabled or low functioning, they get to go into a transitions program, which is 3 years after graduation, where school pays for them to go to school or to go to some kind of training program. If they graduate and without enough needs, then they're just done. There's nothing for them. It's, you know, college, which most of them can barely get through high school. It's the military, which most of them can't do because of the medications they are on, or work. But most of them don't have job skills. So these kids are our lost kids. These are the kids that really tug at my heart. And my son, Jared, is one of those kids. He's very high functioning. He's very smart. But he's off the chart ADHD, and he has Asperger's. So he doesn't fit in anything. His medications keeps him from being in the military. His attention span keeps him from going to college. And he has no job skills, and he really doesn't have the attention to go to school or to get a job. So what happens to these kids? Well, there's a program called Day Program that's supposed to be the transition program to help these kids. And I learned the hard way as a mom, those programs do nothing. And I'm here to tell you, if your kid's in Day Program, ask them what they're doing all day long. They're usually walking around the mall. They're bowling. They're playing pool, or they're going to the dollar movie. How is this preparing them for life? The way I found Skills Academy is I was homesick one day, and the Day Program guy came an hour late to pick my kids up in the morning, and I was homesick all day. My car was in the garage. He didn't know I was there. Next thing I know, he's dropping my kids back 2 hours early. I asked my kids, what did you do this week? They had gone to the dollar movie twice to see the same movie. They had bowled and they had played pool. How did that teach them anything? How did it say you could grow, you could live independently? How did it teach them job skills? No, it taught them how to sit at a dollar movie. Didn't even teach them social skills. It taught them nothing. Take a look at the mall. You'll see the groups walking around with some special needs kids and two people leading them. I call them the duckling group. They're just being herded like little ducklings all around the mall. How are they learning anything? They're not even able to interact with anybody because then their group just moves them along. And you see them sitting at the tables all alone, eating, while their counselors or whoever their caregiver is sitting at another table with food that they've bought. How are they learning anything? That's my question to my kids. And that was my, I started Skills Academy. I'm a mom. I want better for my kids. So I started Skills to provide something better, to figure out what's the answer to help these kids get what they need to move ahead in life. What can we put together to help these kids learn independent living skills? Job skills. How do they learn how to get along with others? How do they learn how to budget? All the goals they have in life that you and I have in life that we have a chance to do, but they don't get that chance. They just get put in these groups that are nothing better than babysitting, and they get treated like they're kids instead of the adults they are. They get treated like kids instead of helping them develop into very functioning adults. So that's how Skills Academy was started. We started on September 2019. Great time to start, right at the beginning of a pandemic that was about to hit us. But we were able to stay open during the whole pandemic because we got the extra licenses and we got a building. So our kids had a place to go while their parents were at work. So nobody missed out. We didn't have one closing day during the pandemic. So Skills is a different model. It's different from all the models out there. It's a model that actually teaches independent living, that actually teaches vocational skills, that actually teaches what kids need. And I brought on great people like Annette Zarate, who you're going to hear from in a minute, who to develop a residential program, because a day program wasn't enough. We figured we better get a residential program because some of these kids, they age out of foster care at 18 and they get dumped on the street. We needed a place to help take care of everybody, not just the kids in day program, but the kids that needed a safe place to live, the kids that were being abused. So we had to find a program to start and take care of everybody. I'm going to hand it over to Annette Zarate, the head of our residential program. Annette?
Thanks, Randy. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Annette Zarate. Of course, I'm a native of Colorado Springs, and I was raised of one of three children. I am the middle and only girl of the family. I'm happily married, and together we have five children. Our three oldest are happily married, and we still have two young ones at home, teenagers. We also have two grandchildren, ages 14 and 4 years old. I have one son-in-law and two daughter-in-laws. We've also been blessed with two little fur babies, Daisy and Kiwi. All my children reside here in Colorado Springs, as well as my parents and my two brothers. So you can say that I am a native as well as my family. Let me tell you a little bit about how I got into the special needs program. In 1998, I was at home. I had just had surgery and was looking for a job. I came across an agency that was looking for day program supports. Put my application out. They accepted my application and hired me. And that was the start of my venture into the world of people with disabilities, working with people with disabilities. I have since then been in the field for 23 years. I believe that my calling was to work with individuals with disabilities. I loved what I do. I have received my degrees in both human behavior and social work. I also have received a certificate as an EMT basic. I have been in the field of disabilities for 23 years now. In the last 23 years, much of my work experience has been working with residential. I have built 3 different residential programs with various agencies throughout Colorado Springs. I have thoroughly enjoyed working in the field, and my joy comes from seeing those we serve reach their highest potential and enjoying life and the accomplishments and achievements they receive. I have walked with many individuals who were in the foster care system who then entered the adult system. Part of my job was to get them acclimated into the different systems, and it requires a keen knowledge of both the foster care system as well as the adult system. I've learned a lot in my 23 years with lessons learned as well as accomplishments. And I thank God and Skills Academy for allowing me to continue to work in this field. And I look forward to the next 23 years of working in this field.
Thank you so much, Annette. Well, I thought we'd go into a little bit about who Skills Academy is and what our programs are, because that's our bread and butter. We developed this program, again, like I said, because my kids go there. I wanted something better for my kids. And, you know, when a mom's doing it for their own kids, it's going to be the best. I'm not going to say, ooh, I want a half-rate program for my kids, or, ooh, let's just make it okay. No, I'm a mama bear. I'm going to make sure my kids have the best program out there. And then a lot of the families I worked with special needs, especially through Special Olympics and different programs where we did respite for their kids, they all came calling. It's like, oh, I see where your kids are. Can my kids go? And that's how we've grown so fast. So we officially opened September 1st, 2019, with the goal to provide a truly educational program for adults with special needs. We all get a chance for lifetime learning. Why don't our kids with special needs? We all get a chance to go to work, make friends, and have that sense of self-worth. Why don't our kids with special needs? As a mom of 4 kids with special needs, that was a question that was just bugging me. Why don't our special needs kids have the same privileges and same rights we do? So we created a program to give them that opportunity, to give them an opportunity to make friends, to give them an opportunity to learn, to grow, and become healthy, prosperous adults. So that was our goal. So we have a couple of different programs, and that's, again, something that distinguishes us. We're not just day program. We're a lot of different programs. Our day program is a truly learning program, not just walking around the malls all day. Because who does that help? It helps somebody's bottom line. It does not help our kids. So our day program's broken into different groups. And it's very important that these groups reinforce every week the skills our kids learned in school. After 2 years out of high school, special needs adults have lost 90% of what they have learned. And they do testing on that, and they do measurements, especially the program through University of Minnesota, where that 90% is across the board of skills lost. We have kids who graduated high school and showed they could read and do basic math. We test them when they come to us, and it might be 5-7 years later, and they have zero math and reading skills, and we have to start from scratch. So that's really important that we help them use it or lose it. We've all heard that saying, use it or lose it, for our muscles. Well, it's also with our brain, especially with special needs kids who might have short-term memory problems. So we also teach social skills. That's a big problem with a lot of our kids, having those social skills to get along in groups, having the social skills to self-advocate and say no and not get abused. We all know the abuse rate in the special needs community is astronomical. So having the social skills to say no and to self-advocate and say, that's not right, leave me alone. Or to say, hey, let's be friends. We make friends at work. Our special needs kids, when they leave high school, they lose their friends. So giving them that ability to have friends, to go do things on weekends, to have their own friends, not just mom and dad. We work on volunteering. And I'm telling you, you see people light up. Kids that have always been the ones that get help, now they're helping other people. And that whole sense of pride they get, they puff up their chest and they feel good. We did the Veterans Pillow Project, where we created 200 pillows for disabled veterans that were wheelchair or bedbound, these special lumbar pillows. Every kid in our school helped with it. We even had to adapt for our kids who couldn't grasp so they could stuff the pillows. Our higher functioning kids sewed the three quarters and our middle level kids did the inside scrub. So they just did a wonderful job and then they got to present it. And here are kids who have only been helped. When they got to present that, the sense of pride, just the sense of accomplishment across their face, they just lit up. It made them just grow and expand because they were being the helpers now. They had that sense of pride you and I get when we help people. Well, now they got it. So that's really important program. Our Joya cooking class is for kids, our students who aren't quite ready for culinary programs, which are pretty rigorous, but want to learn how to cook, how to make food for themselves or their families or their host home. It's a great intermediate class, and they learn all the basics from how to make an egg to how to bake a loaf of bread. We have a wonderful new art program that just began with Kenneth Claiborne, who has his master's in fine arts. Our special needs kids have just as much right as anybody else to learn how to express themselves. And expressing themselves through paints, through clays, through pottery is a wonderful way to express themselves. We even are having some trauma therapists come in and do art therapy for some of our kids who have been traumatized. We have STEM classes, which are super unique because of their social skills aspect. Who would have known that simple Legos could become a teaching tool for social skills? Our STEM class, we have a Lego club breakout, and we have a lot of our 18 to 25 year old boys who just have never had friends. They've never had the social skills to make a friend. Either they're overwhelming or they're too shy. We put them together on a team. Each week, somebody becomes the team leader, and they have to lead their team through that Lego build for that week. We've done the whole Harry Potter series. We've done the whole architecture series, and we're moving on to the Disneyland series. But they are able to make friends. They're able to make partners and learn how to be the boss and how to work for others. So it teaches a real life skill, teamwork. And we got them all involved with the National Association, the Denver Lego Club, and they all got to be part of that, and they all got this keychain, and just they're so always showing me their keychains when I walk in the classroom because they're part of the Lego Club. Other volunteer programs we do is we do blankets, specialty blankets that fit over wheelchairs for disabled vets so they can get in and out of their car and get in without their blankets getting ruined. We work with Angel Heart, decorating bags for people with terminal illness and they're in hospice. We work with Animal Rescue. That's our project, big project right now. Everybody is helping to make dog toys. Everybody does it. We cut the strips. They help work in teams, twisting and making dog toys. And they all get to go at the end of the month. We'll have our 200 dog toys ready to take over to the shelter. It's all ways to help. The program I am most proud about is our vocational program. In Colorado Springs, there is no straight vocational program for special needs adults. In Colorado, there is no straight vocational program for special needs adults. in the United States, there's only 5 true vocational programs for special needs adults. I wanted my kids, who are very high functioning, to get a vocational program and go get a job. But there was nothing out there for them. So I built them myself. I built a baking vocational program. Baking is a great vocation. You learn cake decorating. That's a $20 an hour job at King Soopers. That's a job at Panera making bread. It's a very low stress, and it's a very adaptive job. We have several of our deaf students in our baking program. We have students with cerebral palsy in our baking program because it's easy for them to control things. We have a culinary program. This is the most unique program out there because it is a one-of-a-kind program. We are the test site for the National Restaurant Association. We went to them. We were picked out of a group of over 360 proposals, and we were picked to take the Restaurant Association Quick Start Program and Pro Start Program and adapt it for the special needs community. We are the test site. We are the ones doing all the adaption. We're writing the curriculum. We're developing everything. This program is awesome. It takes a full year. At the end of the year, our kids graduate with a certificate in culinary arts or baking arts. They have their Safe Surf certificate and their Knife certificate, and then they go into a 15-week internship at a Restaurant Association member. And at the end of that 15 weeks, they get job placement into a final placement. They get a career. They get a real job. They get a real paycheck. They get a life. And that's so cool for our kids that can hold a job. It gives them an opportunity to get a job. Our kids that people think can't do the job, we adapt. We make it so they can do the job. Cake decorating is an example. We have 2 kids with cerebral palsy that just can't squeeze those pastry bags. I looked all over for adaptive equipment. I found a piece of adaptive equipment over in France, and I ordered it in. It's a special adaptive bag that allows you and handle that allows you to squeeze and decorate cakes. And it's a pulley system. For most of our kids, they have upper body strength issues. So back to the drawing board I went, and I found adaptive rolling pins from Italy. And we now have 10 adaptive rolling pins. So again, it's finding that adaption, finding that fit. But the biggest thing is the major win that we have these programs now. We have vocational programs actually in place now for special needs adults in culinary and baking. Soon we'll have even more. And the coolest part about the culinary one is as long as a student finishes it before age 25, if they decide to go on to culinary school, they get a full ride scholarship through the Restaurant Association. That's insane to think that you spend a year at our program, which is paid for by the school or through DVR, or we'll talk about that a little later. But they get a full ride scholarship to school, including all their books, all their equipment, everything. And for our kids that want to go right into the job site, when they finish their culinary certificate, they get their first set of knives from the Restaurant Association. They get presented with them along with their certificate, which is just an amazing program. So one of the things we do want to talk about with our vocational program is you can help somebody get a job, doesn't mean they're going to keep it. What do we do about that problem? We can train these kids as much as we want. We can get them their certificate, but what happens next? Well, it's not only about getting the job, it's keeping the job. And that was something we saw, where we could get these kids in jobs, but then they lost them pretty quickly. And it was something that DVR taught us when we went to our DVR seminars, that getting people's jobs is a lot easier than keeping their jobs. So we did one more search, and we found the Employ program, which is a program specially aimed and designed for kids with high-functioning autism and kids with special needs. And what it does is not just teaching them how to get a job, but how to keep a job. How do you get along with coworkers? How do you get along with their supervisor? How do you take creative criticism? constructive criticism. How do you get ready for work? How do you not show up to work stinking? Believe it or not, that's an issue. When the kids come for culinary classes and baking classes, one of the things we teach them is job skills. You need to be on time. You need to take your breaks on time. You need to work with co-workers. We assign one kid the job each week of being the sous chef. So they train on how to run the kitchen. So every aspect of how to get a job and keep that job is taught through the employee system and as part of a vocational. And that really sets us apart one more way, because we can teach all the skills in the world. If they don't keep the job, it's not helping them any. So we've got to teach that, even down to the basics. How do you take a bus? How do you order an Uber? How do you get there and get home? How do you take sick days? Every aspect of jobs. So we're more than just vocational. We're life skills on that side.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back with Special Needs Connection right after these messages.
This segment of Special Needs Connection is being brought to you by European Nails. I cannot say enough about Tony and Christina at European Nails. They are very caring towards our special needs family members, and some special needs adults really have trouble taking care of their fingers and toenails. Men and women will both benefit by having their nail care done by European Nails. Call Tony and Christina at European Nails at 719-532-9999 or go by European Nails. They're open 7 days a week at 1735 Briargate Boulevard, right across from the Chapel Hills Mall.